Regional councils have expressed frustration with federal drought funding guidelines, claiming they're causing them to miss out on essential money. Farmers in rural Victoria have told The World Today they're astounded their council area doesn't qualify for drought funding. Senate estimates hearings have revealed the Agriculture Department is withholding drought funding from council areas that don't meet a threshold of locals employed in the agricultural sector. One council has missed out by 0.1%, raising questions about the fairness of the grant process. Isabel Rowe reports.
Across much of rural Australia, it's the same story. The drought is making it harder and harder for farmers to stay in business.
It's very tough. We have had some rain this year and we're better than some, but we're certainly not as well off as some.
Gary Godwill grows many of the peaches, pears and apples you'll find canned in Australian supermarkets. He's based in the Moira Shire near Shepparton in regional Victoria. The Shire is experiencing very dry conditions but doesn't quite meet the criteria for a federal government drought grant.
I find it very, very hard to imagine, and to have missed out by 0.1% seems very, very mean-spirited.
Several rural councils are questioning why they've been denied drought funding in recent weeks as the federal government announced the latest recipients of the Drought Communities Program. In Senate estimates, Labor Senator Murray Watt has questioned the department officials about why Moira Shire has been turned down.
Has the department started any work considering if Moira Shire in Victoria is eligible?
Agricultural employment participation rate of 16.9%, no, they are not eligible.
So they're not eligible because they're 0.1% off the threshold?
That's correct.
Do they meet the rainfall threshold?
I understand they did, yes.
Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie told the hearings funding criteria are always being amended.
Well, that's the decision of government. But as I said earlier, we'll continue. This is the third round of this particular program. We're continually assessing it and adding new councils to the list as required.
The Mayor of Moira Shire is Mark Henderson.
It's a number that I guess you've got to draw a line in the sand somewhere. I'm certainly not comfortable with it in the context of what it does to our farming community. Basically what it says to them, your neighbours in the neighbouring shire get support because of a statistic. You, in exactly the same circumstances in Moira, don't get Commonwealth Government support.
It's not the first time councils have raised questions about the process of deciding government drought grants. Earlier this month, Moyne Shire councillors in regional Victoria were baffled at the government's offer of $1 million, even though they're not in drought. They decided to hand the money back. Labor Senator Murray Watt has also questioned departmental officials about other councils which may fall just short of the criteria.
What about the Shire of Singleton in New South Wales? Are you looking at whether they're eligible?
So I'd understand that the agricultural employment threshold doesn't reach 17%.
The ABC has asked the Department of Infrastructure, which manages the grant funding, to explain what data it's using to declare council areas ineligible. It's yet to respond. In the meantime, Victorian Agriculture Minister Jacqueline Symes has taken to social media to produce Australian Bureau of Statistics data for the Moira Shire. That data shows the Shire does have enough agricultural workers to qualify for a drought grant. She's told the ABC the federal government should stop focusing on the numbers and help those who need it.
Isabel Rowe reporting.